Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. Well, that's we've been talking about all night. We're continuing our coverage of Lollapalooza, which is underway today in Grand Park and plays through the weekend. Tomorrow afternoon, Lolla welcomes the Brooklyn-based band Sloth Rust. Call Sloth Rust a rock band may work on the surface, but if you listen a little bit closer, the band draws from jazz, blues, and other forms of music to create a sound that's all their own. It's a sound that's reminiscent of some greats from the alt-rock days of the 90s, drawing comparisons to bands like Smashing Pumpkins, or as Leah quoted on the Lolla website, it's kind of like Nirvana meets Wynton Marsalis. Sloth Rust just put out the album Everyone Else, which everyone loves. In addition to being on stage tomorrow at Lollapalooza, they'll be on stage at Bottom Lounge later tonight for an after party. Sloth Rust is a trio featuring Leah Welbaum on guitar and lyrics, Kyle Bann on bass, and Will Gorin on drums, and they are in studio tonight. Guys, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
So congrats. Welcome to Chicago. How often do you guys get through here, and what are some of the memories of playing Chicago?
I would say we come through Chicago a couple times a year, and we actually love coming to Chicago. It's definitely one of our favorite cities. It's one of the cities that I feel like that we first played to like a really packed room where everyone knew the lyrics and we were super surprised by it because we're not from here.
Right.
So, yeah, go Chicago.
Playing Lollapalooza, what's it mean to you guys? What's it mean to get a chance to get up on stage at a festival like that?
Well, we've never played a proper festival before like this, so we're definitely really excited and curious. I don't think any of us have particular expectations, just excited to see what it's all about.
I had asked a couple bands this week, do you have to change the way that you approach your show playing a festival? I mean, you haven't played a festival like this, but do you change a set list? Do you change the way you guys are set up? What goes into actually playing a festival when you're used to playing in clubs?
I mean, I guess we're going to find out.
Yeah, I think that when you play outside, the sound quality is just different. Personally, I really like playing outside. I think a lot of musicians do not because it's just hard for the sound to be contained, but I just really like feeling the air, the breeze, if you will. But I think we're pretty consistent. We generally try to play what we want to play and sort of follow our heart in that sense, but try to be aware of the crowd and maybe like what the energy level is like.
The idea of playing a festival, especially in the daytime, you get a lot of people who might be curious, who are checking you guys out, may not necessarily be there for your set, but are kind of sampling. I would think like playing in a sea of people where you're not necessarily connecting in the way that you can see how they're rocking out to you because it's a blend, changes the way musicians approach the energy of a show.
We like mix up the set list pretty much every time we play. So I think that when we get there and like we'll write something down on the piece of paper, but Leah goes off book like a lot of times and she might just like start playing a different song and like, you know, it's like, well, she starts playing one, I'm not about to like argue with you on stage. So so the set list might change at the drop of a hat.
You know? Where's the idea of changing a set list in the moment? There's been a lot written about you guys at your roots in jazz and blues, but where does the idea of just kind of going with the flow and as musicians catching up to each other?
I think it's really important to vibe off of other people's energy and sort of embrace that. And I don't really believe in playing songs that you don't want to play unless you have to for some reason. So if I'm looking at a song on the set list and then I'm like, you know, I'm not feeling that one right now, I'll just skip it or bring it back later depending on the vibe. I think it's more important that we're all having a good time and that you're receptive to what people are giving you in the audience and what you're giving out than it is to just stick to the plan.
Yeah.
And we all love improv. I think it's fun to keep everyone on the on the balls of their feet. Is that the expression?
Toes.
Yeah. Balls of their toes.
That's good balls of your feet.
I was like, what am I saying?
No, that works. That works. Improv plays a big role in all of you as musicians. How do you make sure that everybody's in that space when you don't set out improvising? When, as musicians, you set out with a song and you play it and you're in the third song and Leah's like, let's try something different. How do you make sure that Will is paying attention, like ready to go with a with improv in the moment?
Well, I think that the three of us have been playing together in so many bands over the last like 10 years now that we just know each other pretty well as musicians and kind of, and we listen to each other on stage so we can kind of like, it's like I can guess what Leah's going to do next a little bit or what Kyle might do and kind of anticipate each other's moves.
Reading a lot of your stuff, there's comparisons, or at least they pull out the idea of your discipline when it comes to jazz and blues music and how it's incorporated into what Sloth Russ does. How accurate is that? I mean, is that something that as you find yourself really playing on your jazz roots, your blues roots, the different kinds of genre that don't necessarily on the surface play out with Sloth Russ and the music that we hear?
I mean, I feel like we come at it, it's like more than like a direct, you know, drawing like a specific musical ideals from those genres. It's more that we just like incorporate sort of a jazz sensibility into anything else that we play.
Yeah.
So sort of the spirit of an anything can happen kind of nature, especially like during the writing phase, we always experiment a great deal, you know, and like parts get tried and then thrown out and, you know, chords get changed and altered and all that type of thing. And people take solos and, you know, eventually a lot of those improvisations sort of get written into the song.
Do you find that being in, you mentioned you played with each other for so long, but you guys also played with a lot of other bands. Do you find that that's not a shared sensibility when it comes to rock music? The idea that that there is experimentation and improvisation incorporated in both the writing process and the performance?
I think we're all on board with that. It's definitely something we all embrace, is trying to like really listen to each other as players, which is something I think we learned in playing different genres of music, both together and independently. I think that really helps take playing to the next level and helps sort of craft material and live performance in a way that feels most natural and present.
You do a lot of the songs that are on the record, Everyone Else, were songs that you were able to try out before you got to the recording process. You got to get on stage and experiment and try different things. You know, we've had a lot of bands on the show that will go in a different direction that don't want to do that. They don't want to put stuff up there and try in front of an audience that, you know, it might not work or mm-hmm. It may have a different result. Where does that come from, the idea of using the stage, the time that you have there to work on material that later point might be on a record?
Well, again, I think that goes back to this idea of the exchange of energy and feeling how the same song might feel to play to different types of audiences, smaller, larger, and different types of spaces in different cities. I think that's sort of allows you to get to know the song in a lot of different contexts. And for us, we like to go into the recording process having a sense of that already.
In a way, it's probably pretty exciting to try new stuff in front of different audiences. Are you guys the kind of musicians that are okay if it doesn't go well? You know, do you learn from the mistakes? If you put something up there and you're like, well, that worked at the one club and now we're in a different town and it didn't work as well. Do you guys recognize that? Do you talk afterward and say, okay, let's fix that?
You know, it kind of depends, but something that I really like about the three of us that I think makes us high functioning is that all of us like to leave it on the stage. You know, none of us are going to nitpick each other's playing or nitpick our own playing, because what's the point in it? You know, it's good to have mm-hmm. a level of self-reflection, but it's more important to give what you can to the performance in the moment. And I think that is also something that comes a lot from the blues and the jazz tradition.
The band Sloth Russ in studio tonight. Leah Welbaum, Kyle Bann, and Will Gorin in studio there at Lollapalooza tomorrow afternoon. They're also tonight coming up here at 11 o'clock, shows at 11 o'clock at Bottom Lounge on Lake Street, doing one of the after parties for Lollapalooza, playing with the band The Pretty Reckless. There's a lot of times that people will talk about their writing process. And sometimes they'll talk about how that writing process is stunted when they have to tour on a record. So, you know, they'll go through this process. They're going, it's just nonstop on the road. They don't really get a chance to breathe. With you guys, it seems that you use that time and that experience to be on the road together to write, to work on new material. How do you guys as writers, when you're talking about new material, view the time that you spend on the road?
You know, I think that we're sort of in the process of figuring out that balance, because we've never toured as much as we have this past year and a half. It's definitely been going really hard. And this record that we put out in the fall was written before that. Now we're in the stages of working on the next one and figuring out, you know, the best writing process for that. But I think the most important thing is just to stay open-minded and let it happen.
Can you find space on the tour to think about new music, to think about things that aren't necessarily the next gig that is only hours away?
Well, we definitely like take advantage of when we can. We'd like to take advantage of sound checks to maybe play some of the newer songs that aren't quite ready to necessarily play in front of like an audience, but maybe almost getting there. And you know, if we nail it in soundcheck, maybe we'll play it that night.
Kyle, a lot has been paid to the way that that you guys have worked through, and what we heard on the record on Everyone Else, there's this balance that the sound that you guys have right now is the Sloth Rust sound, that you guys got it nailed down. When you think about that as a band, the idea that you come to this album and you're like, yes, we've got it, this is our sound, these songs are great, everyone loves it, does it stunt your growth in the sense that the next album you may not want to experiment or go in a different direction because you got so much success off the songs that you just put out on the record before?
Yeah, that's definitely an issue that we, and I think pretty much every musician faces, is when you're, you know, putting out material that people seem to enjoy, it becomes very easy to like fall into that formula. And we find ourselves doing that as well. It's like, you know, after we've been a band for this long, we can, we make the joke in band practice, like, oh, what would Slothrus do here, you know? And so I guess sort of with, you know, new records and stuff, you got to have ask that question and then not do that. You know what I mean? Like, what would Slothrus do here? And then,
well, how do you push yourself away? Yeah. How do you push yourself away from that and push the limits of what you guys have accomplished, but also move in a direction that is going to keep you moving forward?
I think you just have to be intentional and listen to music that is further outside of your genre and think about what you like about that and what sort of textures and sounds you like, and just be unafraid of it. Just run with it.
Yeah, I think trying to play with things outside of your comfort zones and like play maybe different styles of music that necessarily we haven't played in a long time, especially in band practice, and also just having space to like open jam and not necessarily play music with the intention of writing a song and just play music for the intention of playing music.
Well, I would think that the relationship that the three of you have and the ability to fall back on that relationship when trying new things or pushing you guys outside of the comfort zone has to be a plus for a band like this. If you guys didn't trust each other as musicians, it may be a little tougher to be like, I got this new idea and I want to go in this area because, you know, you're having so much success off the stuff that's already been put out. Is that true?
Yeah, I suppose so. I think one thing that has helped us that I would advise bands do more is switch instruments. I think that really can open things up a lot and create space to just experiment more. And sometimes the sensibility that you have on an instrument that you don't play every single night is very different and can actually create just depth that wouldn't necessarily be there otherwise.
And I think that it sort of helps you develop like a certain amount of musical empathy for your bandmates, you know, like when you like sit behind the drum set and you're like, oh man, this is like a lot harder than Will, you know, makes it look. And, you know, it sort of gives you an appreciation of like what is in that person's mind at that moment, which makes you better able to interact with them.
All right. So what's next? You got the shows here at Lollapalooza, which is a huge get, but you're still on tour. You said you got a new album that you're working on, or at least starting to work on new music. Is the goal here to get a new album and rinse and repeat, go back on tour and continue the success that you guys have had the last year?
I suppose we'll see. We're going to Europe this fall for the first time. So I think that will be a really exciting experience to play these same songs in a super different context and see how it goes. And it's also a good time to try cutting our teeth on this new material and see what evolves out of that. And ultimately, see what works with our schedule, you know?
Slothrust on stage tomorrow in the afternoon at Lollapalooza. They're also on stage coming up here right after this at Bottom Lounge on Lake Street for an after party. Leah Wellbaum, Kyle Benn, and Will Gorin in studio. Guys, thanks so much for coming in and sharing your story and talking about the music. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I'm going to leave you anyway.
find nothing.